When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get ready to go. Over the top. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking Sylvester Stallone in Over the Top. I'm joined by my fantastic panel of nerds.
I'm so Matt excited Vatter's for this week.
Matt Vatter. Matt Vatter's here.
Matt Vatter. How you doing?
Oh, shoot. I brought a little bit back with me. Matt Vatter's here.
I knew you were going to do that.
Over the top.
You're going to go to Scotland.
It was hard.
And you're going to come back with an accent.
It was hard when I was there talking to everybody, and I was like, oh, my God, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. But oh, I got compliments because some of them were like, let me hear it. Let me hear your best. And I was like, okay, so I did my thing. And they were like, oh, it's not bad.
Really?
Like,
they make fun of Americans.
Might have just been nice.
They make fun of Americans by making us talk like them?
Maybe.
Well, I think the difference is they asked for it. If you had just come out there and started doing that, they would have been like, who, what?
Yeah. No, but it's good. Jude's here.
Hello!
Super excited for Over the Top.
Yeah.
We have to...
Oh, I'm going to talk about this movie, you motherfucker!
That guy was...
80s movies!
Oh, man, 80s movies.
That hurt my throat a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Matt Dukatish, the arm wrestling champion of the world, is also here.
That's right. I'm in my car just working out all day. But this is our first movie in... Schwarzlohngal Timber.
We did one.
A celebration of Schwarzenegger. Second movie.
Second, yeah.
So for September, we're doing a Schwarzenegger movie, a Stallone movie, and a Steven Seagal movie to celebrate.
Very exciting.
Yes.
He's so proud of himself. For coming
I don't even know how to say the title. What is it?
Schwarzlohngal Timber.
I can't even do
it. It's the silliest.
Try it with a Scottish accent.
No.
I made a Twitter post last night and I asked who picked this thing and everybody guessed. And nobody guessed correctly. It was actually Matt Kadish that picked this movie out this week.
Disagree.
I picked it because I know Jude loves this movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
I try to get him to watch this all the time, and I learned when we sat down to watch it that he had never seen this before.
What?
And I talk about this movie all the time. I make references to it all the time that he's never gotten.
No, I got them. Like I understand the movie. But this is her favorite Stallone movie of all time.
I don't know about that. I do love Cobra.
Wait,
Cobra's good. I like Cobra.
This is his first watch reaction?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be on the title.
Uh-huh.
Boom. Thumbnail. First time.
Kadish sees a movie for the first time.
First time.
Ew. Yeah, it was my first time as well.
Really?
Yeah, never seen it before.
You've seen this before. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ooh, nice hat.
Yeah, thank you.
Listen,
thank
man, you. If you want to be a machine, you got to flip it backwards.
I'm not a machine nerd. So I'm representing Comicsgate with my hat.
I have pantomimed turning my hat around, and he's never once gotten that. Until today.
No, I got it.
I'll understand.
I know the memes from this movie. Like, you can't have grown up and not been exposed to the memes. I mean, grown up in the 80s.
Okay. Yeah, it was an interesting watch. I was wondering who slipped in an arm wrestling movie in the middle of my family drama.
I know, it was really weird, right?
It was weird. Arm wrestling does not come into this movie until an hour. And it's only an hour and a half long.
But the whole movie builds up for it.
No, this is the best professional arm wrestling movie ever made.
Yeah.
Is it
Hands down.
I can tell she's excited.
We're going to wrestle.
Because I can't fucking talk. It's crazy.
And that's the joke, Alex, is that this is the only professional arm wrestling movie ever made.
Oh. The last 30 minutes of it, anyway.
I mean, they did so.
I kind of liken it to Revenge of the Sith, where the first two-thirds of the movie suck ass, and then the last third of the movie is actually really fun.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's crazy about this movie is how much Stallone got paid to do this.
Oh, I can imagine.
What?
Yeah. So
$12.
$12, Bob. So originally, Don Johnson was set to star in this
movie. Get
out.
Yeah.
But Canon Films, who produced this film and so many classic 80s movies, they were making a transition to what they called star power. And so they wanted a big name actor to be in this film because like it was kind of like, you know, it was lacking in action and stuff like that. So then they wanted someone with a big name to kind of carry the movie.
You don't got enough Spock, Don Johnson.
Exactly. So they negotiated with Stallone. Stallone was like, I don't want to do an arm wrestling movie. and they kept going back to him and adding up more and more money.
But you got those guns, man. How can you not?
So they ended up paying him, it's reported, between $10 and $12 million, which at the time was the most money any actor had ever made on
a
movie.
That's absurd.
Yeah.
Synopsis.
Yes.
Jude, I can't wait. Take it away.
1987, Over the Top. Rated PG with a runtime of 1 hour, 33 minutes. This had a budget of $25 million because half of it went to Sylvester Stallone. Would you like to know what it brought into the box office?
$54
million. All right, Vader.
What was the budget?
$25
million. 25, 50, 6, 65 million.
$16 million.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I figured Stallone had a little more pull than that.
Yeah. Well, who wants to see a family drama arm wrestling movie?
Well, let me tell you what it's about.
Jude wants to see it.
Yeah.
Every day.
It's a very specific type of person that wants to see this movie. Jude.
All right. Sylvester Stallone has to make up for 10 years of estrangement from his child. His ex-wife has been held hostage by her father, Robert Loggia, and finally escapes her father's clutches by dying during heart surgery. And her creepy father swoops in to hold his grandson hostage. Stallone has no choice. He must use the power of arm wrestling to endear his son back to him. Once his son realizes he loves his father after all, he escapes the ivory tower he's being held in by going over the top of the balcony and stealing one of Robert Loggia's bank of cars. He's 12, by the way. And hijacking a plane to meet his father in Vegas at the World Arm Wrestling Competition. Discuss.
I will get to the child endangerment in this movie in a minute.
I totally bought it.
It was the 80s.
Listen, man. This kid is 12 years
he's
old.
He's 12. I can drive like that, but
he's militarily trained.
Yeah.
Stole a car.
He could run the country.
Got on an airplane, flew to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
With
he snuck onto an airplane.
In the baggage department, right? Like, he didn't even get a ticket.
It was 1987, okay? Customs was a little bit different.
Then he got off the airplane in Vegas on the tarmac and made his way to the Las Vegas Strip into a hotel, past security, into an event.
It's not that far.
You mean you've never done that?
The whole time, Cadence was like, who's paying for this cab?
Right?
I was like, he's probably leaving like a breadcrumb trail of like, charge it to my grandfather. Yeah, like his whole way across the country.
Pretty absurd. Pretty absurd.
Yeah, very absurd. Believability went out the window.
Five stars.
Well, this was back in the 80s when everybody was just doing blow all the time.
So yeah. Couldn't do that.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I could do that. My 12-year-old could do that.
Right. I could drive like that when I was 12. I will give them that much.
On the road?
Fuck yeah.
So
absolutely.
Freeway?
Yep, no problem.
Did you guys know that this is semi-based on a true story?
I fucking love the 80s, man. Give me a time machine.
What do you mean semi-based on a true story?
So there was this guy named John Brisnick, something like that.
Okay.
And he was a truck driver who went all the way to like the World Series of arm wrestling. And he ended up losing in the World Series, but like he was the character that the scriptwriter based like a lot of the stuff on. But what was interesting is that the original script of this was much more about like a father son thing. And when Canon acquired it, they turned it into a trucking and arm wrestling movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the original screenwriter said that he cried when he first saw the movie. Because it was so stupid and different from what he had originally written. Because he had written this very poignant family drama that got turned into a movie about professional arm wrestling. Because they read a newspaper story about this guy who was a trucker and went all the way and lost in the World Series finals. So.
Oh, I hate that.
Just wept.
Still love the movie, though.
Heartbroken. What have they done to my boy? I love it. That's hilarious. That makes me like this movie a little bit more. Because the screenwriter was just wept because it was so bad. Now, that was a strange thing for me, like over the top. And Jude's, your excitement over this movie over the past couple of years.
Is it baffling?
I'm just like,
it's pretty baffling.
I was so looking forward to this movie. I thought it was going to be just a straight like Sylvester Stallone arm wrestling his way through the United States.
I need
to preface this right now.
Yeah.
Because I sense that you're gonna have a low score for this. Just don't.
Just why?
Because you're gonna get fucking destroyed.
Oh, because okay? Everybody loves this movie.
I can tell.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to give us a low score.
No.
Because
be yourself.
This movie is absolutely feels like it's beloved.
In our weird. I just thought it was really strange.
Yeah.
That like the entire first hour of this movie.
It is. You're right.
It's a family drama about this low beat dad who's trying to get back in touch with his son. But his son comes from a rich family and he's in like the mini Marines and he's doing all this stuff and he doesn't like his dad because he's never seen him before.
The evil grandfather kidnaps his daughter and grandson for 10 years.
Is he evil?
He didn't kidnap him.
I didn't get evil from this guy. I thought I'm on the grandpa's side maybe. Because who hid the letters? Who had Sylvester Stallone's letters from the boy?
The grandfather.
It was not the grandfather. Where did that kid find those letters?
In his mom's
drawer, in her purse.
The mom was hiding
the letters from her son.
Yeah.
And then when she was dying, she was like, well, I guess he should know his dad.
So that's my question. This entire movie, no matter how many times I've seen this movie, I'm like, what do you... Like, you're still in contact with your ex-husband.
Are they divorced?
They're calling each other honey.
Yeah.
And he's saying, that's my wife.
The only explanation
that
we have...
They've just been estranged. But, like, why didn't she make sure that they had a relationship? Because it's obvious that Sylvester Stallone wants to have a relationship.
I also want to know who spun the lies about Sylvester Stallone, which aren't really lies.
Well, that was... probably his grandfather.
Was it though?
Because his grandfather thought he was just like this little like.
But who told him that?
Terrible job, have a bum.
It kind of is.
Oh no, he says, my grandfather said.
A very noble profession.
No, I understand that, but I mean, he's not exactly the he's not raking in the. He's sleeping in his truck that doesn't even have a sleeper cab on it.
Yeah.
I mean.
But you know, now I'm thinking about it. There's a lot of stuff to nitpick in this movie. I'm sure he's going to go crazy here in a minute. But it's like they do imply that the grandfather has made it impossible for Stallone to have a relationship with his son.
But that's not true.
But because that's how it's implied. You know, what do you mean you didn't get, all my letters and all my
studies and the pictures? The mom was the one who kept those from
him. They implied in this movie that it was the grandfather.
And they make him out to be some evil dude. But if you look at everything that he's doing, he's just trying to look out for the kid.
He has henchmen.
Well, only he's rich.
He has people try to kidnap him.
Yeah, the whole kidnapping thing.
All of his henchmen are from Roadhouse, by the way.
Yeah, for sure. Did you catch that?
Yeah. But like Sylvester Stallone's reaction to that was to drive his semi in the front door of the house.
It was the 80s, man.
It would have felt real bad if that door would have smashed his kid
on
his way in.
How about when he collides with the vehicle that has kidnapped his son?
Oh, that too?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to run this truck off the road and have my kid in it.
There's a lot of stupid shit.
Maybe the grandpa's on to something. Okay. Just saying.
So the grandfather's played by Robert Loggia, who's basically the poor man's Robert Duvall. But I love Robert Loggia. He's just got such a great grumpy voice.
Yeah.
And he was very good in this movie. But I always read this as, so I asked Jude when we were watching it, I was like, do they ever reveal like what caused Sylvester Stallone to like leave his family? And the only thing that we get is like a mention where basically, like Sylvester Stallone's character says that Robert Loggia made it impossible for him to like be with the family.
And the wife says the same thing.
And in my headcanon, what I took from this was that, so Robert Loggia disapproved of the marriage because he looks down on Hawk as being like, a blue collar working man who's never going to mount anything.
Below his station.
But his daughter married for love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so when she started getting sick, Robert Loggia didn't believe that Sylvester Stallone could take care of her. And so they made some type of agreement where Stallone would leave and Robert Loggia would take care of his wife and family, the people that he loved, and his wife and son, in exchange.
Sylvester Stallone would do that?
No. Robert Loggia would use his money to take care of his daughter and his grandson if Stallone left. Otherwise, he was going to say that hey, I will cut them off and it'll be all on your shoulders in order to take care of your
do
ailing
you think
wife.
She's been sick for 10 years?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was like a slow buildup. Yeah. Thing.
I kind of thought she had cancer or something. They don't ever really explain it.
It's heart surgery, so she has something wrong with her heart. But okay. In my head, I always thought that it was cancer as well. But yeah, it's something
there's
with her heart.
Something wrong with her.
I feel like it was like congenial heart disease or something like that. Something that she was probably struggling with for a long time. And so like the reason that Robert Loggia's character made it impossible for Stallone to stick around was because Stallone chose to help his family by leaving. Because that was the only option that Robert Loggia gave him. And they never say this in the movie, but that's kind of like what I took from it. Hmm. I'm probably wrong, but it's the best explanation I could come up with.
Well, I mean, considering the fact that the movie never spends any time explaining to you the situation that this whole plot line is around. It's just like, she's sick, grandpa's kind of a dick, and the dad wants a relationship. And they're like, go forth and make a movie. Mm-hmm. I didn't dislike this movie. I had a pretty good time with it. I thought it was a nice family-oriented thing with a little bit of arm wrestling in it. The kid is a better actor than he should be.
Right?
He's better than Stallone.
Yeah. I love every time he checks his father, he's complete. It's a very reasonable thing for him to say. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know you. I've never known you. I have no memories of you. I'm 12 years old. You left 10 years ago. I have no memories of you. Yeah. Can I see some identification? and like the boss at his school or whatever is just like, there's no need for that. Yes, there fucking is. You want me to go drive across the country with this stranger? I need to see an ID.
Well, I mean, the headmaster at the military academy knew who this guy was. The mother confirmed for him.
Yeah, but so should the person leaving with him.
And my God, he's got a grip thing on his steering wheel. Yeah. Oh, what a savage.
I know, right?
I just noticed that.
He's working out all the time.
All the time. Just that one hand. He should be completely just forcing
it. His workouts are over the top.
Well, I did really like the montage because every good 80s movie has a montage.
Oh, yeah, you need a montage.
The montage was incredible.
And at the end of the movie, there was a titular song.
Mm. Oh, yes, we love that.
Titular.
Titular.
Titular songs in the movies. But yeah, the montage was great. The dynamic between the father and son was actually pretty endearing.
Yeah.
My kid gives me nonsense all the time, and he catches me on stuff, and I'm like, God dang, you're too freaking smart for your own good, kid.
Yeah.
This is a good movie to watch with a kid.
Yeah. I watched it with my kid. Yeah. And like, my kid was like, Dad, why is he crying? And I'm like, because he hates his father. Why does he hate his father? Because he's never met him before. Why hasn't he ever met his dad before? I'm like, because the grandpa didn't let him?
I had forgotten that this was like basically a family movie.
It's
like
I
went on the Amazon and I'm like, okay, I gotta watch this movie. And I put it up there. And it's not only is I don't have to rent it, it's just there for free, which is already a flag. It's a flag. It's like, that doesn't mean it means it's probably not that great because you're not having to pay extra for it, right? And then I found out that it's PG.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
PG. When did Stallone ever make a PG movie? It's like I couldn't. It was the craziest
Oscar
thing.
Oscar was PG, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was trying to think of the name of that one.
And it just immediately kind of set me off on the wrong foot, but it went away really quickly. It's like, okay, yeah, I'm starting to remember this movie. It's probably been 30 years since I've seen this movie. And but like you said, it turned into this weird kind of father-son thing. And in my mind, it was all about arm wrestling.
Yeah.
And that's literally the last 30 minutes of the movie.
It's the third act.
Yeah. It's very strange how it all kind of culminated. You know,
I mean, they sprinkle it in throughout the movie.
Yeah, I mean, he challenges the punk at the truck stop. That truck stop. Holy crap. I've never seen a truck stop like that.
And she wants to live there.
Yes.
I want to be a waitress at this diner.
Oh my God, you think I could?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was like the diner from Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah.
I grew up right next, living really very close to this massive truck stop up on Interstate 5. It was called Fat Harvey's back in the day.
Nice.
And very kind of similar vibe to this place. That's where you went if you wanted good food.
Mm-hmm. Or a stripper.
Or you know,
to learn lot lizards in this world.
But I never ever once saw that many people inside right? the truck stop.
Yeah.
Much less that many big buff professional wrestler looking dudes, right?
Listen, it, this is the underground arm wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
Which like, has a show in Vegas. It's like
Terry Funk never come up and challenge me into an arm wrestling match at the truck stop.
It's so specific.
I know.
That the show in Vegas is like $100,000 prize to the arm wrestling champion of the world.
Also a truck.
Also a truck with a sleeper cab.
Every
arm wrestler is a truck driver. there's not one guy in there going, what do I need that for?
The best part of this movie is not the movie. It's little parts, that little scenes that happen throughout this movie. Like when he's working out in his truck, he's like
gotta get your whole body into it.
And driving. He's got the thing on his steering wheel. Like he's working out constantly. Yeah. And then they just go to have a meal and like some 80s guy's like, what are you, a pussy? I don't give a shit about your kid. Come arm wrestle me. And then it, like little moments like that throughout it that are just so very 80s movie.
In the semifinalists, that was my favorite. This is my favorite little did you notice this when you're watching it? That's one of those moments, like an Easter egg almost. The big freaking hairy dude. Not the big dude, but he has like a huge crazy beard and crazy hair, and he's kind of a little nutcase.
Yeah.
When he's about to arm wrestle somebody, he swallows and eats his cigar, and then like freaking arm wrestles the guy.
And then he's drinking Alka-Seltzer later.
No.
He drinks motor oil.
Motor oil. Yeah. He caps a can of motor oil and drinks it. Yeah. And then goes,
because he's trying to psych out his opponent, but then they catch him with the Alka-Seltzer later. Because his stomach's all fucked up.
I about died when I saw that. I'm like, because
little moments like that throughout the movie that make this movie so special.
It has nothing to do with the movie, but you're just watching it and you're like, oh, that's funny.
It's hilarious. Yeah,
there's another little thing. I pointed this out to Jude. Did you guys notice that the truck that Stallone's driving, it's hauling a brute, and it says, like, smell like a man. So it's like the manliest scent you could possibly have that Stallone is trucking across the country.
Is brute manlier than Old Spice?
Yeah. Old Spice is a bit fruity nowadays.
Also, fun fact about this. So the truck that Stallone is driving, the actual, like, truck, mm-hmm. not the cab. So this truck was in The Wizard. They actually took this truck and put it in the movie The Wizard with Fred Savage.
Oh, I hated that movie. Yeah. I don't think you... But, did you
no,
do that
No, I
one?
Watched it with
but,
you.
But what's funny is, like, if you watch The Wizard, it's the exact same movie, pretty much.
And I don't care.
Wait, is it, though?
I put that movie out of my head. Does it have the weightlifting equipment in it?
Instead of arm wrestling, it's video games in The Wizard.
Yeah, but there's not an adult driving him around, is there? It's just, it's Fred Savage and his, like, weird brother. Right? Is Fred Savage, is Sylvester Stallone in that movie? Is that what you're saying?
No.
No, there was a trucker.
No, I'm saying in terms of like the structure of the movie.
Okay.
It's about, you know, a group that's, you know, kind of building up to a big video game tournament as opposed to like an arm wrestling tournament.
Yeah. I don't want you to make any more comparisons to that movie, though. I do.
You're ruining the movie for Jude.
Yeah. That movie was a bummer.
But yeah, it was. But those little moments where like the guy's like eating a cigar and drinking motor oil to get him amped up for the show.
Yeah, man. Professional wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, there was a scene in there where a guy like, you know, gets his arm broken.
Yeah.
And that actually happened.
Oh, I believe it. Oh, yeah. You don't fake that.
No. Yeah. And they were filming it when it happened. And then like the director was like, that was good. Let's just leave it in.
Absolutely. That's why I stopped arm wrestling. When I was younger in school, arm wrestling was the thing, right? Yeah. You get with your buddies, who's got the better arm wrestle. And I remember the last time I really was like, I'm going to arm wrestle this guy. I got done and my elbow hurt for like a week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a bad idea. Mm-hmm. And then I start seeing videos, like once social media kind of starts picking up.
I'm going to be 35 one day.
And like you start seeing videos of people arm wrestling and their forearms just snap in half and their elbows pop out. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
I think we should make a sequel to this.
Yeah.
And we'll have Stallone getting to know his grandson, except now he's in the slap league.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Have you seen these videos?
Oh, they're insane.
Did you see that guy with his face was all puffed up on just one side and he just kept taking it?
Oh, my God.
It was a Rocky Balboa. Yeah,
I mean, arm wrestling, that's kind of an 80s thing.
It is.
I mean, I know people still do it.
Yeah, slap contests. Even Dana White's doing slap contests now.
Ugh.
It's gross.
It's amazing.
Well, what's funny is like when this movie went into production, they actually, the studio Canon Films coordinated with people to create an actual arm wrestling tournament based on Over the Top. and it culminated in that like world championship that we see in the movie. So like all that stuff was actual like real like tournament type thing.
Yep.
And Stallone filmed his scenes the day after the actual tournament completed. And so like all the people who came to the tournament were like still around. So like they came and like they had them in the
and
crowd.
They were all extras.
Like
that. Yeah, that's cool.
Much. Nice.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool because that was there where I used to work. I used to work at the Hilton. That's what, that's the Westgate now.
And nice.
Yeah, so it was very, very, very kind of cool thing. It's like, hey, they're walking into the casino and I recognize this. And
it looks much grander in the movie than it is in real life.
It was the 80s.
For sure.
Shiny and new. Oh, you want to talk about the child endangerment?
Driving a truck.
I did that exact thing.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he is on a country road. I'll give him that.
I don't know why you guys think this is such a big deal. It's like, it's how you learn to fucking drive.
Well, really?
It's like, get behind the car, put the clutch in, pull out the gas, let's go.
I have done this as well. I was referring more to the kidnapping and the retrieval.
Kidnapping, crashing into the car that your child's in. Child just trying to run away through traffic on a highway.
Just jumps over a balcony.
Almost gets hit. Yeah. Yeah.
I can buy the running out into traffic thing.
I still can't get over the fact that he got on a plane through the baggage.
Now that's
flew.
You jumped the shark a little bit with that escape scene.
Yeah.
It absolutely did.
Yeah.
You know, it was
he's in white pants and they're completely clean by the time he gets there.
Yeah.
Come on.
He's in the cargo hold. And then somebody loaded him into the baggage retrieval thing.
Yeah, he pops out with the rest of the suitcases. Yeah. And nobody says anything. They're like, oh.
Hey, who's that kid?
Well, I mean, hey, what the hell is that kid doing there? I don't know, dude. This movie was a bit bonkers. I didn't dislike it, though. I didn't dislike it.
No, it's a fun movie.
It's fun. It was fine. I had a good time with it. It was just a little goofy, a little 80s. It had some 80s cheese to it.
1987.
1987 cheese.
Can't get any more 80s than that.
Freaking fashion back then was real bad. Looking at everybody's wearing these like striped polos with these weird colored collars and stuff like that.
Terrible suits.
Just terrible suits. Everything was kind of rough looking.
A lot of flannel.
Well, flannel's fine.
What do you guys think of the main bad guy in this, the guy, I think his name was Bull or Blazer.
Oh, he's awesome.
Oh, he's dope. He looked like Bowser from like Mario Brothers.
You know, you couldn't find a more perfect guy to represent the world champion trucker.
Perfect.
Arm wrestler dude in the world.
I
drive trucks and break arms and I...
That's what I'm good at. That's my table.
Yeah.
How dare you even step foot on my table?
Yeah, I like it. It was good.
He was perfect. I love those little interview things that they did in front of the truck.
You know what? I did a little bit of a thing and I found out he played Bane in the Batman movie.
Which one?
The old one. The Michael, I think it was Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton?
No, it was
the one with Clooney.
Clooney. Yeah. Yeah. That's Bane?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That goofy
guy.
Yeah. The actor's name is Rick Zumwalt. And he was actually the third choice for this this role. They actually wanted to get like the real like arm wrestling champion to play it, but he was like so much bigger than Stallone. It wasn't believable.
Wasn't bigger than Stallone. He was huge.
This guy was bigger than Stallone, but the original guy was like way bigger. So to the point where like no one would ever believe that Stallone could beat him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Stallone's like 5'4".
Yeah,
super short.
No, I love how they set up the whole arm wrestling thing. That was cool. It was a cool looking tournament. I would go watch it would be fun.
Does that work? Does the over?
Yes, it does.
I think it kind of does a little.
Really?
Bit. I don't know.
Someone actually did it to me when I was arm wrestling one time.
Get out.
And what happens is like it gives you the leverage to bend their wrist back.
Yeah.
And then once you're bent back, you can't like, you know.
Yeah. Then all the strain is on there and you're just trying to like.
I mean, arm wrestling is definitely a. There's a technique. It's an art form to it. I like to not my arm not to hurt. So I don't do it.
I don't do it because I don't want my elbow.
I can't believe like people who would like do multiple arm wrestlings in like a single day.
Right.
Oh,
because I've had a few arm wrestling matches. You know, not a lot, but the one thing I do remember about every single one It said my arm hurt for about an hour afterward.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It kind of sucks, and I don't like to be in pain.
There's a lot of strain that goes on in that. Yeah. That's not, yeah, I don't like
so that. So I can't even imagine.
Does that make us these pussies?
Guys. Yeah, kind of. But, you know, whatever, it's fine.
You're all like soft white bread over there.
Soft. S-A-W-F-T. Soft. Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm going to wait for Judy to get back to do the final thoughts, but... This freaking kid's hilarious.
I do like that Mario Brothers game right there. That's the very same
game.
That's
OG. Is that Jumpman? Oh, it's called Mario Brothers.
No, okay. That's the one where you can play both Mario and Luigi.
Oh.
And you go through the different levels and you bump those crabs and the turtles and stuff from underneath.
Okay.
I just love how like every 80s bully has like the blonde mullet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's accurate.
Yeah.
That's really accurate.
Yeah. I mean, very Stephen King-ish.
It's coming back today. You know, so many people have mullets today. The mullet's coming back.
Well, that's a Jelly Roll thing.
The mullet never went away.
the country guy. He's a
Jelly
very,
Roll?
Very popular singer. Yeah.
Never heard of him.
His name's Jelly Roll. He's a big dude. Hmm. He's actually really good if you're into the country music. But he's a big dude. Had a lot of issues growing up. And his name's Jelly Roll. And he had a mullet. He just cut it off, actually.
Look at this kid. This kid's got the faces down, man.
So this scene,
kid, you know, I'm sorry. The kid, this kid reminds me of the dude from Karate Kid.
Johnny Lawrence?
No, not the
Ralphio. No,
Ralphio.
He was like one of the kids in the background.
What was his name?
He was the kid in the background at the tournament.
Like he's a Ninja Turtle.
The kid in the background.
Oh yeah, put him in the body bag. Put him in the body bag.
Oh, is that that kid?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know if it is.
You were gone, but he dropped some knowledge on us. The big arm wrestling dude with the big dude, the main bad guy.
The undefeated guy?
He's Bane from the George Clooney Batman movie.
No way!
Yeah, you know, the Bane. He's like a big monster. Yeah, that guy.
Good for him.
I know, right?
So this scene where the son is battling the bully in the arm wrestling leads to...
Why is he a bully?
One of the best, because he's an asshole.
He challenged him.
How
was he a bully?
He's just sitting there minding his own business.
Honestly, Stallone was out of line.
He really kind of was. Hey, kid.
My kid could beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Like, you're a pussy.
He walks by the kid and whispers, I think you're a fucking pussy. There's gonna, he gets him all riled up and he's like, I think your kid's a pussy.
There's gonna be a TV show like Cobra Kai based on that kid's life.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, I was just hanging out playing pinball.
I'm minding my own business.
He's a prick.
Oh, lost $20.
This 40-year-old dude come up to me.
This is a dollar, but it was the '80s, which is about $20 today. Well,
they lost all their video game money, but it leads to I think is the seminal line in this movie, where basically the kid's all distraught because he feels humiliated that he lost this arm wrestling match, and Stallone tells him, "It's like, hey, kid."
The kid just lost his mind over this. By the way,
as long as you lose like a winner, it doesn't matter.
You gotta lose like a winner.
So what if you lose? As long as you lose like a winner.
You gotta lose like a winner.
And Katie was like, wait.
What?
And I was like, babe.
It's the 80s.
Everybody knows you gotta lose like a winner.
You gotta lose like
Don't lose like a loser. Losing like a loser?
Like, go up to the kid, you tell him, I go, you know, second place is first loser.
Yeah.
That's what you should say.
Yeah.
It's like,
Ricky Bobby. Yeah.
I'm not going to give you a participation trophy for being a fucking loser. Yeah.
But this comes back at the end where Stallone is having like a crisis where like he's like, I'm not sure if I can win like the arm wrestling tournament. Mm-hmm. And I was waiting for the kid to say, Dad, even if you lose like a winner.
And he's all distraught, lost his bet, loses his truck. And he's just walking down the street, goes into one of the mole people tunnels, and that's the end of the movie.
Well, you know what's funny is originally the Hawk character was supposed to lose in the climax, but Stallone was like,
he doesn't lose. It's contractual. It's in his contract. He doesn't lose.
Can you imagine this movie if he lost at the end and it just has nothing?
Stupid.
And his kid gets taken away from him.
He sells his truck. It's the only thing he has. In order to enter the competition.
Yeah, well, he's betting on himself. 20 to 1, right?
He'd be like, this movie is too much like real life. The kid goes back with grandpa.
Yeah.
I lose my money. I'm going to go live in the mole people tunnels. Yeah. I was like, forget it. Get out of here. No, I don't lose.
I'm going to win.
Yeah, Stallone was like, I lost in Rocky, and back then I was an unknown, so people would believe it.
I'm done losing.
He's like, I'm one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. People wouldn't believe me losing.
Against that guy.
Look at this. Look at this. He smashes into the car with his kid in it.
Yeah.
No seatbelts.
No.
No, there's
that
before airbags.
That kid is concussed for sure. He probably has some whiplash, too.
He's fine. He's made out of rubber. Come on. This is no big deal.
I mean, there's probably a movie with those two guys who thought they were doing like Sound of Freedom style stuff where they were like rescuing a kid.
Oh, yeah. Those two guys were like, oh, did you hear that guy kidnapped this kid? We got to get him back.
Yeah.
That's probably what they were told.
The grandfather's paying us to get his grandson back from a guy who just like kidnapped him from a military.
He's taking him around in a truck.
He's a drug user and a drug dealer and a drug lover.
It's like, so people know we kind of pivoted to the high speed chasing with the truck and the pickup with the kid. But, you know, nowadays I see this thing. It's everybody out there watching would just have their cameras out watching this thing.
Oh, yeah. They wouldn't be helping. Well, nobody helped.
Yeah, nobody helped. They just stood there.
They were just like, oh, look at that going on. Okay, so final thoughts on this movie. It was enjoyable. I liked it. It's got some holes, and it's real weird sometimes. but I had a great time. I'm going to give it a solid 2.5, right down the middle.
Wow.
Enjoyable, fun, goofy. All it's right. got some quotable stuff. You know, turn the hat backwards, and you're a machine.
Right.
Yeah, chew on the cigar, drink motor oil, good stuff. Tell you Alka-Seltzer later.
Well, did you see that there was a guy who was basically sponsored by Alka-Seltzer? He had like the Alka-Seltzer t-shirt on.
Yep.
Mm. Oh, what was with Stallone putting on a different shirt in the middle of the fight? Or in the middle? Sweaty. And he was like...
No, they all did that.
Did they?
Yeah, because they got all sweaty. So they had like the next round, they all changed clothes. But I thought it was hilarious that he had suspenders on with his t-shirt.
Yeah. I have a question, though, about the double
elimination
at the end.
Oh, my God. They said it so many times.
Double. Just a reminder.
It's a double.
Because they're like, we can't have the audience think this is the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Just a reminder.
Yeah.
It's a double elimination.
You have to lose twice.
Yeah. But here's the thing. The big dude never lost, right?
No.
Right? So technically he won because he never lost.
They should have had one more match.
It would have been a double match. It would have been this is the last elimination between you and Sylvester Stallone.
You have to win once, he has to lose, or win. You have to win twice, he has to win once.
Yeah, so those were the rules for the semifinal round.
Right.
So the final round was just one and done.
Ah. Yeah. Did we talk about the move?
I asked if it actually worked.
Yeah, but it's like a cheater move. I don't think you're allowed to do that in actual arm wrestling.
Once this movie came
out, arm wrestling championship.
It seems like a good way to break your thumb, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And you're just
you go over the other guy's thumb.
We need to point out that in the climactic arm wrestling fight, they actually had to strap Stallone's hand to his opponent.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
And honestly, when he broke, that should have been...
A disqualifying thing.
Yeah. Okay. I know we're gonna get corrected in the chat or in the comments. So the comments.
Do you think our demographic has masters of arm wrestling?
Somebody's gonna look it up. They're gonna look up the world arm wrestling.
Yeah, they're gonna well actually.
Arm wrestling
I do know that the straps are real.
Yeah.
You slip. that happens a lot in arm wrestling. You know, you get sweaty. Your hands slip off. So they strap you together, and it's just a thing. So I don't think you get disqualified unless it's like completely on purpose. But
it was on purpose.
You think he did it on purpose?
Yeah, he did it on purpose.
Really?
Well, then maybe you get one break or something.
Yeah, because they were linked up, and then the other guy was like talking shit, and then Sylvester just like broke contact with him and walked off, and they were like, no, you got to get back here, and that's when they linked him back up.
Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention too is after they
if you're an expert in arm wrestling
and you're a fan of our channel,
DM me.
when they strapped him up, you know, and he actually wins the fight. I was really surprised at how well the big dude took that loss. He never once was like, "Fucking goddamn it, you freaking ass!" Well, like he could have like just lifted him up and like thrown him the other direction, like Donkey Kong'd him around a little bit.
I actually thought that was fairly believable.
Good job.
Because you know that's what these guys do. You ever watch UFC fighters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes.
It's like how they're animals. They're absolute animals, and they do all this pregame
game
stuff.
Respects game. Yeah,
yeah, and that's it. You know, and then as soon as the fight's over, they're hugging it out a lot of times. You know, or shaking hands at least. You know, it's like good fight, man.
Well, also, did you guys notice at the end that I guess there was a scene that was cut, but Robert Loggia and Stallone are like cool with each other as like Stallone's walking away with
because he respects the fact that he won the arm wrestling competition.
Now that he has won,
he's not a loser.
I mean, he has no power now.
Well, I also got the feeling that the very last scene of the movie where you know Stallone's holding the kid up in the air and he's got the trophy and everything. And Robert Lowe's just sitting there. He could tell that there's a genuine bond there between the two. He's done. He's lost the fight.
We've established that he's not actually the bad guy in this movie. The mom is. So maybe he was cool with him.
Come on. I don't think that's what they were going to at all. I do think the letters being in the mom's purse stuff super was weird. Super weird.
And they were opened?
Because, you know, it was implied that the letters were being hidden mm-hmm. by whoever is going to get the mail at you know, grandpa's house.
Sure.
So it was a little
They were bit in her strange. Purse and her dresser.
Yeah, a little bit strange. That was probably should have been redone. Thought out a little bit better. Should have been grandpa's.
Yeah.
His mahogany desk in like a secret compartment.
Right.
Because let's be real. Like, she's not going out and getting the mail.
No.
there's a minion that does that and brings the mail in. And it would go directly to the grandfather, not her.
Yeah. Weird. Anyway, 2.5 stars. V, how about you?
I'm going to go 3 stars.
Yeah?
Yeah. Right. I actually had way more fun with this than I thought I would. PG Stallone movie. I was a little put off by that.
Do you want more bone breakage?
I wanted something. I wanted something. I thought you would hate this movie because it's got a terrible kid in it.
It does.
You know, it does. Fred put him somewhere on my what's the? I never mind.
The kid.
Jesus.
Saved it.
You're so pissed. He's flipping tables.
I know. I don't know why that happened. I'm gonna give it I'm gonna give it 3 stars just simply because I had a good time watching it. There's nothing offensive in this movie. There's nothing crazy weird. It's just a fun movie. You can sit down with your son or daughter or whoever and
let's watch and, over and, the top. And
watch over the top.
Sure.
Yeah.
Jude, 5 stars.
Okay. I do have a question. Who did everybody think picked this? Did they think it was me? When you did your...
Some people did.
I know you influenced it.
Some people
it.
Picked him.
Okay.
Me?
Yeah. Actually, they said, no, not you, because there was a dumb kid in
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. So who was...
I mean, I didn't do a poll. I just...
Oh, I
just,
I thought you said that you did a poll.
I just asked... Okay. I just kind of made the statement, who picked this movie?
Okay.
And people were like taking that as...
Okay. And they just were trying curious.
To, yeah. So...
I do love this movie. I love an 80s movie where... the logic is just not in the movie. And like when you like go to a diner with your kid and some random guy's like, you hawk, I'm gonna fucking kill you in front of your kid.
What? Like, whoa.
What? I just want to eat my eggs.
I want to eat my turkey sandwich on rye.
I love how over the top everybody is in an 80s movie, and this is just, it's so nonsensical and absurd that it tickles me. I love this movie. This is probably a 4-star 80s movie for me.
Okay.
It's cool. No Roadhouse.
What this movie needed? Michael Ironside.
Oh,
maybe.
As the henchman?
He would have been a better grandpa.
As the undefeated arm wrestling champion.
Michael Ironside was too young when this movie was shot.
87? To be a grandpa. Right. When was Total Recall?
That was about the same time.
No, that was 95.
It was earlier.
92?
Maybe 91 at the latest.
Is Total Recall an 80s movie? 80s movie or
no? It's a 90s movie.
That's wild.
95, I believe.
It's honorably.
I'm looking it up right now.
Kadesh, what's your star on this one?
So, first watch for me. I'd seen bits and pieces of this movie throughout the years, but never actually sat down and watched like the full thing.
It's 90.
It was a enjoyable film, and I wish there was more arm wrestling in it.
Yeah,
because those were the highlights of this movie. Overall, it was just okay, in my opinion. Very inconsistent, lots of plot holes. Sylvester Stallone's acting was so bad. like you know, whenever he's got a scene with a kid, he just kind of talks like...
He's real quiet.
He soft talks.
Yeah. He soft talks. Yeah. He's a soft talker.
He's a soft talker. And his wardrobe in this movie was next level.
Yes.
You know, when he goes to his wife's funeral in the denim shirt with the tie.
Yes.
And the jeans. Very nice. Very
it doesn't
classy.
Even stay.
Yeah.
Just turns around and walks away.
I got to get me a denim shirt.
Right?
They're kind of cool.
Denim shirts are a thing that you can buy.
Yeah, when you're wearing all denim, it's called the Canadian tuxedo.
I'm gonna get a denim shirt and some jorts. Ooh.
And the grandpa's fancy house with like the tacky green marble floors.
Oh yeah, that was a good marble floor.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff to find about this movie that's enjoyable, but overall, it's such a silly movie. I'm gonna give it 2 arm pumps in the back of the truck out of 5.
Did you have fun watching it though?
Yeah, mostly because you had so much fun watching it.
Oh, I forgot to talk about one of my favorite scenes is in that diner scene before we get to see like how powerful of an arm wrestler Hawk is. He's just like,
oh, he's like going like
amping him fucking self up.
He's got the shark eyes.
Oh yeah, shark eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
And like his whole jaw becomes like bigger and his nostrils flare and he's just like walking through the crowd like.
You just don't. They just didn't show this part. Yeah. They didn't show this part, but he did a line before he walked off the track.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's so intense. And you're like, shit's about to happen.
And just
this guy's about to fucking get it. Mm-hmm. I love that scene.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone's what is it, In the Zone face. It's very interesting.
Yeah. Second to none.
Yeah. And now he's doing the Expendables.
Trailer for the fourth one looks terrible. Anyway,
yeah,
that's it for Over the Top.
Over the Top.
Was this review Over the Top?
Not enough. Not enough. We need more booze. Mm-hmm.
We had none.
It's zero today.
I made a cocktail for later.
Oh boy.
If there was ever a movie we should have reviewed drunk.
I know.
I'm just gonna, like, why'd they do it in slow motion? They were like, 1, 2,
so that you can see that it's about to go down.
All right, folks, that's it for our review of Over the Top. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. What is next on our docket for Stallone?
I think we're up September. To Steven Seagal movie.
Oh, no.
I'm
looking
forward to it. It's one of his early ones where he had the ponytail. So it's
guaranteed. Oh, it's a ponytail. Is it the one with Kelly LeBrock? Or no, we already did that one, didn't we?
Yeah, it was Under Siege, right? Yeah.
No.
No? What movie is it? Do you know?
Not off the top of my head, but I do know it's one of his earlier ones. Mm-hmm. So it's not the one where he's all fat and puffy and sitting in a chair for
no reason. We have to do young.
Yeah.
Hot. And if you're only listening, I put up the quote fingers.
Yeah. Okay, so Steven Seagal next week. That'll be fun. I don't know what movie it is.
Schwartz Lohengal Timber.
You're the only one who can say it.
I can't say it. Stop. Because he made it up. It's his word.
Schwartz Lohengal Timber.
There you go. Say a little bit faster.
Schwartz Lohengal Timber.
All right.
No, fail.
All right, folks. Thanks for watching. Stay tuned next week. Stay salty. See you later. Adios.